欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774聪明九私房拷贝，又到我们听电影学英语的时间了。 Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的和 Jane 来分享这一部亲情片《成为福林》。
Hi, this is Jane. I'm glad to be here again. Today we will continue enjoying the movie Being Friends.
昨天我们说到父亲 Jonathan 呢又突然闯入了 Nick 的生活，在街头流浪了三周之后呢， Jonathan 来到了 Nick 工作的收容所，父子俩再次相遇。
I'd like a room for the evening.
You want a bed?
That'll do for now. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. So you're employed here now?
Yes, I'm employed here.
这样的情况呢让 Nick 格外尴尬，他不希望父亲继续留在这里，但是 Jonathan 安慰他说呢，这只是暂时的。
Okay, look, you can't stay here.
Why not?
Because I work here.
Well, don't worry, this is only a very temporary situation. I don't want to disrupt your life in the least.
听说 Nick 的父亲住进了收容所， Denise 劝他还不如把父亲接回家来住上一阵子，但是 Nick 的房东不同意， Nick 也不大情愿，因为在他的生活里从来没有父亲的位置。
I'm just saying he's your father.
I've had father figures. And I've had a lot of different boyfriends growing up. But I never had a father.
第二天当 Nick 到收容所上班的时候呢，收到了一封父亲的信，看来 Jonathan 特别喜欢用这种方式和人交流，这样呢他也可以避免在 Nick 工作的地方和他面对面的交谈。
Dear Nick, many deep thanks for your warm welcome. I must say you seemed anxious. Of course writers, especially poets, are particularly prone to madness. There exists a striking association between creativity and manic depression. The only important thing, though, is to simply do the work.
其实呢，从 Jonathan 的言谈话语之间，包括他写的信里面，我们还是可以听得出来 ，Jonathan 还是很有文采的。他说起话来总是那么的文绉绉的。
Jonathan 在信里是这样写的 ：I must say you seem anxious. 我必须得说，你看起来很焦虑 ，anxious， 焦虑的。Of course, writers, especially poets, are particularly prone to madness. 当然了，对于一个作家，特别是诗人来说，特别容易变得疯狂。有一个短语叫 prone to something, 指的是易于、容易的。比方说 ,he is prone to anger, 他特别容易发怒。另外比如 he is prone to compromise, 他特别容易妥协。
看来 Jonathan 不仅啊一直自诩自己是一个作家，是一个诗人，他也认为呢儿子一定会成为一个好的作家的。他说作家嘛就是很敏感，就是很容易心情不好。但是啊我在这里也要特别的善意的提醒你，
There exists a striking association between creativity and manic depression.在创作的灵感与焦虑的忧郁之间存在着某种惊人的联系。 Striking 指的是惊人的、吃惊的。 The only important thing, though, is to simply do the work. 最重要的是拿起笔来开始写作。
Dear Nick, many deep thanks for your warm welcome. I must say you seemed anxious. Of course, writers, especially poets, are particularly prone to madness.There exists a striking association between creativity and manic depression. The only important thing, though, is to simply do the work.
那在父亲的鼓励之下呢 ，Nick 开始了创作，而 Jonathan 又给 Nick 写了一封信，提到了 Nick 的母亲 Jody.
Nick, I thought last evening at Harbor Street, waiting for 8 p.m. to come, I thought if your very beautiful mother were alive, and if she could somehow see this scene.Her son at work and his father a resident in Harbor Street, a shelter for the homeless. The beaten, the sad, the losers in life's great game. Jody would have laughed loudly at the entire macabre scene.
Jonathan 说他彻夜未睡，想到了这样一个问题。 I thought if your very beautiful mother were alive, and if she could somehow see this scene, 如果你美丽的母亲还活着，如果她能看到这幅场景。Her son at work, and his father, a resident at Harbor Street Shelter for the homeless. 他的儿子在港湾街收容所工作，而他儿子的父亲在那里是个住客。The beaten, the sad, the loser in life's great game. 和那些失意的、忧伤的失败者在一起。Jody would have laughed loudly at the entire macabre scene. 这幅可怕的场景想必会使 Jody 忍俊不禁。 macabre 的意思是 horrifying, terrible, 就是可怕的 M-A-C-A-B-R-E, macabre.
Nick, I thought last evening at Harbor Street, waiting for 8 p.m. to come, I thought if your very beautiful mother were alive, and if she could somehow see this scene, her son at work and his father a resident in Harbor Street, a shelter for the homeless. The beaten, the sad, the losers in life's great game.Jody would have laughed loudly at the entire macabre scene.
Jonathan 在收容所经常表现得很出格，所以呢总会被记录在案，在每天的总结会上被念出来，这让 Nick 格外尴尬。心情郁闷的 Nick 开始吸毒，并且呢越来越控制不住自己的情绪。晚上他找到 Jonathan， 希望他不要再给自己写信了。
Sorry, you don't get to patronize me, okay? You don't get to pretend to be my father, and you don't get to write about my mother. In fact,Stop writing me at all. Stop writing me letters.
You should save them. They'll be worth money someday.
I have saved them, actually. I have over 100. That's enough.
You've saved them. Good.
You bring liquor in here again. You bar. End of story.
Hino Labino tells me you're into drugs.
Would he know that?
Everybody knows. Word's out. You know, if so, good luck to you, but don't waste your talent.
I don't have any talent.
I find that hard to believe.
Why? Because you're so incredibly talented?
Yes.
Okay, so where is it? The masterpiece. Where are you hiding it? Can I read it? Does it even exist?
说了没两句，两个人就吵起来了。Nick 说 ,Sorry, you don't get to paralyze me, okay? 别在我面前摆出一副屈尊俯就的样子成吗 ?You don't get to pretend to be my father. 你不需要假装是我父亲 and you don't get to write about my mother 你也别写信提到我母亲 in fact stop writing me at all 事实上别再给我写信了在这儿有一个词叫 patronize 它的意思是 to treat somebody in a condescending manner often in showing interest or kindness 举个例子 she felt she was being patronized by her supervisor 意思是她觉得她的老板在她面前总是摆出一副屈尊俯就的样子
其实呢也许真的在吵架的时候啊，双方才能够说出自己的心里话比如 Nick 的这话显然已经是在心里面憋了十几年了他就是想告诉父亲说你这么多年都没管我了你现在啊也别装出一副是我父亲的样子来教训我
但是 Jonathan 还是很关心 Nick 的他听说 Nick 吸毒了所以想劝他 Don't waste your talent 别浪费你的才华但是 Nick 马上反唇相讥 I don't have any talent 我没有什么才华
Nick 呢显然一直是不相信父亲的不相信父亲写了什么所谓的小说
Nick 越说越急他说你觉得我有才华 Because you're so incredibly talented就是因为你特别有才华所以你遗传给我了是吗
那看来呢父子俩的性格还真是有相像之处所以两个人都越说越激动终于大声地吵了起来
Remember something Nicholas You are me You are me I made you You are me
I am not you I am not you
Yes you are
Go to
You are me
随后 Nick 要求调动了工作部门每天呢都在外面忙碌这样呢就可以不见到父亲了但是他每天呢还是会回到收容所里来看大家的记录他得知呢父亲的现状是越来越糟糕经常喝酒惹事儿所以呢在忍无可忍的情况下呢收容所的工作人员进行了投票表决决定把 Jonathan 拒之门外而 Nick 也同意了这一决定
Still feeling the loss of his mother in the midst of starting a new relationship with DennisThe last person Nick wants to see is his father.
但是把父亲赶出了收容所呢 ,Nick 的心里也是很难受的。所以当天晚上他喝得大醉并且继续用毒品麻醉自己。恍惚之中 ,Nick 陷入了对母亲的想念。原来呢当初母亲选择了自杀并在临死前给他留了一封遗书。
Nick, I read your short story.I'm sorry I read it. I don't mean to intrude on your privacy. But I have to tell you, you've always been so perceptive. Since you were a child. I went to the beach. I was unable to throw myself in the ocean. I did the best I could. I tried to hold it all together. I love you. And I love my dad.
第二天 ，Dennis 提出要和 Nick 分手，因为他不想看着 Nick 这副沉沦的样子，却无能为力。
Hey, look, Nick, we're done.
Excuse me?
We're done. You look really fucked up, by the way. I wouldn't like catching Steve like that.
Wait a minute. If I don't just say that, then walk away. Talk to me.
I had a brother who was an addict. My baby brother, so.I can't be around it. Not again.
Look, I'm not.
You're not? Not what?
Not my father. Do you think I'm my father?
I don't care. I have to go to work.
Hey, so is your brother okay now?
Hi, Nick.
被赶出了收容所的 Jonathan 只能继续流浪街头，干着各种杂活，饥一顿饱一顿，甚至在没饭吃的时候呢，出去卖血。而 Nick 终于去参加了戒毒互助小组。
Sensing trouble in his own life, Nick wrestles with the notion of reaching out yet again to his dad.
这天呢 ，Nick 听一个流浪街头的女人说起了父亲，说他现在过得很惨。Nick 终于鼓足了勇气，开始在街头寻找父亲。一天晚上，他终于找到了蜷缩在路灯旁的 Jonathan， 把他带回了家。
You don't believe me, do you?
No.
That's a terrible thing.To say you don't believe your own father.
He's upstairs, go to bed. My roommates are away for the weekend. You'll be on board in a few days, so you can stay here for a bit. Yeah, so you go back to Harper Street.
Oh, no, I'll never go back to that fucking place. Never. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, don't drink in here.
You know, I've been thinking about your beautiful mother in a non-accident. I've been thinking, why would she do something like that? Want a drink?
No.
Oh, right. You prefer the other stuff.
I think I have a problem with both.
A problem? Oh, I feel for you. Must be problematic.
The night she did it, she read something I wrote. A story. She thought it was about her.
Was it?
Yes. It was about a woman who works two jobs and tries to fit in a couple of hours between each to be with her kid. She works as a bank teller. She works as a waitress.She comes home and waits on the kid. It wasn't finished, the story. I was going to write how the kid appreciated it, whatever time she had for him. I didn't think she was a bad mother. And he loved her. She was all he had. I didn't write that part. I didn't get that far.
So that's the story you tell, of why your mother killed herself.
I haven't told it to anyone.
You tell it to yourself. Those are the best stories.It's a good yarn. There's only one part that's horseshit. No one kills themselves because they read a story. I don't care how good a writer you are, you can't kill someone with words. I have a theory. The reason people commit suicide is because they don't like themselves. Self-hatred. I think it's a very reasonable explanation, don't you?
Self-hatred?
You're familiar with the concept?
Yes.
Of course, maybe the question isn't...why she killed herself when she did, but why she chose to stick around as long as she did. Anyway, my writing's going extremely well. The book's classic. And to answer your previous question, it does exist. As do you. Why? Because of me. Because I made you.
I'm going to go to sleep. Blankets on the couch.
尼克这回呢对父亲是相当的心平气和，他说收容所禁止你入内的那个禁令呢再过几天啊就解除了，在这几天时间里你就暂时住在我这儿吧。接下来呢两个人说着说着，尼克终于第一次向父亲敞开了心扉，提到了很久以来在他心里面一个挥之不去的阴影，那就是母亲的自杀。他认为母亲的自杀是他的责任。
他说到 That night she did it. She read something I wrote. 那天晚上他读了我写的东西。 A story, she thought it was about her. 一个故事，他认为那个故事是在写他。 It was about a woman who works two jobs. 故事是关于一个女人，她身兼二职。 And tries to fit in a couple of hours between each to be with her kid. B 并且努力从两份工作的空档中挤出时间来陪他的孩子。 I wasn't finished with the story. 那个故事还没有写完。 I was going to write how the kids appreciated it. 我本打算接着写那个孩子是怎样感谢他的付出的。 Whatever time she had for him. 感谢母亲挤出时间陪着他。 He didn't think she was a bad mother. 他从来都觉得她是个好妈妈。 And he loved her. She was all he had.他爱母亲，母亲也是他唯一的亲人。 I didn't write that part. 那个部分我还没有写。 I didn't get that far. 我还没有写那么多，没有写到那儿。
那听了 Nick 这个故事呢，我们和 Jonathan 一样，我们都明白了，原来 Nick 呢是一直在责怪自己，责怪自己写的这个故事害死了母亲。
但是 Jonathan 劝说自己的儿子， No one kills themselves because they read the story. 没有人会因为读了一个故事而自杀。 I don't care how good a writer you are.无论你是多么优秀的作家 You can't kill someone with words 你都不可能单凭文字就杀死一个生命 I have a theory 我有一个看法 The reason people commit suicide is because they don't like themselves 那些人选择自杀是因为他们不爱自己 Self-hatred 憎恨自己 I think it's a very reasonable explanation, don't you?我认为这是一个很合理的解释，你觉着呢？ Maybe the question isn't why she killed herself when she did. 也许问题不在于她为什么自杀， but why she chose to stick around as long as she did. 而是她为什么拖了那么久才选择了自杀。
Jonathan 呢是不希望 Nick 为母亲的自杀而自责，因为他说呢，你母亲选择了自杀是因为她的生活状态，是因为她的性格使然的，但是为什么她等到你长大成人，等了那么久才最终选择了自杀呢？因为她是爱你的，因为她要照顾你。当初父亲的离开和母亲的自杀给 Nick 带来了很大的影响，一直是让他十分压抑的。这也是第一次他敞开心扉向父亲诉说了他的心事，并且得到了父亲的安慰。我想这应该是有助于他解开这个心结的。但是第二天一大早 Jonathan 就收拾了行李打算离开了。 Nick 追了出去，问父亲晚上还会不会回来。
Hey, hold on. What are you doing? Where are you going?
Oh my God, I'm going to my suite at the Ritz. They're holding one for me just in case I ever want to drop by and use it. I got to get going. I'll be late for the slave traders. All the jobs will be taken.
Are you coming back?
Coming back where?
Here.
Out of curiosity, why have you not ever asked me to stay with you before?
But if you try and save a drowning man, you might go down too.
A drowning man? A drowning man? I'm not a drowning man. I'm a survivor, an artist. I'm not going to die out here. I'm not your poor, sensitive mother. I'm a survivor. And you know what? Luckily for you, you're my son, so you're one too. You're not your mother and you're not me, Nicholas Flynn.I absolve you. You're not me. I made you, but you're not me.
父亲就这样再次离开了 Nick 的生活，而 Nick 似乎也找到了新的生活方向。
Nick comes to realize he has been given the chance to make a real future, not only for himself, but for his struggling father too.
Nick 辞去了收容所的工作，临走之前呢，他特意去和 Dennis 告别，感谢他在重要的关头点醒了他。
Hey.
Taking off.
Yeah, I heard.
Thanks.
For what?
For nothing. For the swift kick in the ass.
You're welcome. No more Harbor Street, huh?
Guess not. What about you? You gonna stay for a while?
Yeah. I'm not done yet.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
For what?
About your brother.
Take care of yourself.
It's okay.
离开了收容所，尼克终于回归了生活的正轨，完成了学业，成为了一名教师。当然，他仍然会收到父亲的来信。
Within a year, Jonathan qualifies for an apartment, Section 8, subsidized. Unbeknownst to me, some strings have been pulled by people I once worked with.
那么现在 Jonathan 的生活怎么样了呢？ Within a year, Jonathan qualifies for an apartment, Section 8, subsidized. 在不到一年的时间里， Jonathan 够资格申请到了一间由政府出资的公寓，在第八区。 Subsidized 指的是由政府补助的、资助的。Unbeknownst to me, some strings have been pulled by people I once worked with. 但我不知道的是，在申请过程中，我以前一起的同事们帮了不少的忙。
这天呢 ，Nick 来到了父亲的新居来拜访他，送给了他一本自己的诗集，并且邀请父亲参加自己的读书活动。Jonathan 看了 Nick 的书，非常自豪，甚至把书的扉页放进了相框，挂在了墙上。
It's a masterpiece. I read your poems.That one about the gun is heavy. Of course, it's an inherited quality. If you didn't write well, I'd be surprised.
父亲最后去参加了 Nick 的读书会，见到了 Nick 的妻子和孩子。Jonathan 把自己未完成的书稿送给了 Nick， 似乎他可以放下自己成为一个作家的梦想了，因为 Nick 已经帮助他实现了。
All right, Nicholas, you can have it. I bequeath it to you.You have the last word.
Jonathan 最后对 Nick 说，我的书稿可以留在你那儿了。 I bequeath it to you. You have the last word. 我把它转交给你，你来写结尾吧。 Bequeath 的意思是 pass something on to somebody， 意思是把东西传承给后人，给予后代。
所以呢，影片最后是一个相当温馨的结尾。对于儿子的成就呢 ，Jonathan 是十分欣慰的。而作为父亲呢 ，Jonathan 就像他曾经说过的一样，他是一个 survivor。不管生活给予了他什么，不管落魄到什么样的境地，他都能够乐观的、顽强的生存下去。那在这部影片当中呢，罗伯特·德尼罗扮演的这位父亲 Jonathan 也是格外的让人心疼。
I hope you can feel the deep love between.The father and the son. If you have something wrong with your father, please go and talk to him.
Faced with the truth, you don't want to believe that a man never lived without dying.
非常感谢朋友们两天来和 Jim 以及 Jesse 来分享这部电影 Being Flynn 成为福林。如果想在线收听以及重复收听我们的节目 Home Video 的话，欢迎大家登录 www.amsunsunford.com. I'm Jesse. See you tomorrow.
I'm Jim. Bye bye.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You can stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step Language is not knowledge Language is habit
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart有勇气不难，难在他面临失败时并不退缩。沉淀浮躁，历练青春。您现在听到的是 Radio 774，北京外语广播。
I kept waiting on a reason. In a call that never came. No, I never saw it coming. Something in you must have changed.
All the words I've spoken, promise and broken, I cried for so long. Wasted too much time, should have seen the signs. Now I know just what went wrong. I guess I wanted you more. And looking back now, I'm sure
14 hours.